from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
All right, what do you got, buddy?
So
what do you got for me?
All right, we're going to have Carter come in. This is debut with us, Donnie. So I know how you think, I believe.
Logically.
Sometimes illogically.
Impassionately.
So earlier we started the show off with Brandon Ayuk and where this thing was going. And most of the time, Stein, I'm putting it away as, you know what, they'll work something out. He's not going to get traded. We've seen this before. But Carter, can you share with us what his teammate Juwan Jennings just put on X? And I'll throw it back to Steiny because I want to tell you, and I think of Lauri Matthews, people that they're reserved when it comes to their thoughts. They don't like to filibuster. They like to give me the meat and everything will be all right. But go ahead, Carter, if you can. And I can't wait to get Steiny's reaction to this.
Yeah, shout out to caller Adam and SF for sending me this. Juwan Jennings posted 8 hours ago on his Instagram story. You got to be a different type of person to act like you're doing everything by yourself, knowing dang well you're not.
So to me, that's a shot at Brandon Ayuk. And now that leads me to believe, Steiny, Jennings just re-upped his deal. If you're telling me they play the same position and that's how you think about, you know, you're supposed to be quiet when guys are trying to get their chicken. But that leads me to believe not just Jennings, but for Jennings to feel comfortable to type that and send it out there, that makes me feel like the Niners and Ayuk may be at an impasse to where he's really going to get traded.
Why all of a sudden is it okay for Juwan Jennings to pocket watch?
Now,
why wasn't he the first guy you ripped?
That's valid. It's a parking ticket. But I got to tell you,
broke the code. Jennings broke the code.
Or does he know the team is so turned off that a trade is imminent? Because if you think a guy's coming back, I don't think you send that out.
I think he probably thinks that he probably knows what Ayuk's turned down.
Huh?
And thinks, wow, what are you doing? But I don't know. I don't know.
Carter, your thoughts?
I mean, I don't see how you go back into the wide receiver room together after that.
Like, you mother started, you said, you might be, so you think he broke the code?
Well, he could also say, I was not talking about Brandon Ayuk.
Which Debo did earlier this season.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Hey, shout out Lauri Matthews, because I know she don't like stuff like that.
Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Good, gentlemen. Good to hear you at this time frame. Listen, I feel much better after hearing Joe Lacob talk. You know why? Because I felt that way. I felt this was a better team. It was a better fit. If you don't have a disgruntled guy out there who's trying to relive his glory days. You have a defensive team that will keep you in games. Goo, you're disappointing me, man. You sound like a casual over there. Ooh. There's no home run to hit. Goo, there's no home run. There's nobody out there that's going to make a difference at this juncture. Lowry Markkanen, you're gonna empty the cabinets for a soft guy who's going to play 50 games? Don't do that. I like what's and listen to what he said. Did you notice what he said? He said, first he said Steph, and then right after Steph he said Draymond, and then he said Wiggins, and then he named another tier. He named, listen, I think this team is going to improve from within. It doesn't, listen, I don't know, players usually work on something in the summer. They usually come back just a little better. That's usually how it goes if the trajectory is right. And then he mentioned the free agent. That's the tiering. That's right there. We're going to get better because, listen, Pazinski, if nothing else, he's got more confidence. Now, I don't think he should start, but who, you know, training camp hasn't even started yet. It's just you can't hide him and Steph both.
Yeah.
I like starting Melton. I love the flexibility. I love what Ron Adams has to work with. I think this is a better team. It's easy to say that because Clay's shooting was, you know, erratic, but he still hit the most threes. But what he didn't do, he wasn't able to give you what he used to give you on D. I think you're able to replace Clay by committee, and I think you have a team that people have something to prove. And I think that Steph, we don't need a number two that can hit 25 points a game. I think we're looking at that wrong. You fill in those gaps. You fill in those points by defense. Defense.
Uncle Smooth, you're on fire, but I got to tell you, a number two to me is always a guy that the number one could take a break, a breather, even if they're on the court together and say, you do it. And right now, I'm focused on the offensive end. I don't see anybody that can fill that role, but this was my question before you go. So Big Smoothie would be shocked if the Warriors, with no move as is, wouldn't be a playoff team. Sounds like Big Smoothie saying that's attainable.
I wouldn't say, well, okay. I think they could be a playoff team too, but I got to watch how the year plays out. If they're completely healthy and they get contributions from everybody and they're not a playoff team, yeah, then I'm wrong. But if
they get
I think they've got to overcome all kinds of challenges. And if they do it, yeah, I think they're going to be better. But it's going to be really, really hard to do it. But here's what I want to say. Because I got to emphasize when my man nails it. Oh, you're right about a second score. You're absolutely right. You want to know why?
Tim.
Here's why.
Now, the questions revolve around, do we have a reliable number two scorer? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question for people to ask. We think we've got some candidates. Wiggins can have a better year. In 22, he was pretty damn good. Jonathan Kuminga got much better last year, and I expect him to get a lot better this year. So, look, we'll have to wait and see how all that works out. But we added shooting in Buddy Hield, and we added a lot of perimeter defense into Anthony Melton, which I think we needed. And we added a guy who's a big, another big, who's a very versatile player, who also another really good defensive player in Anderson. So I look at it, at least at this point in time on paper, along with changes in our coaching staff, which have yet to be formalized, but I think has all been talked about, which is a tremendous upgrade in the coaching staff. We've made some big moves. So coaching staffs, players, you know, I'm pretty excited about where we are right now. Am I satisfied? No, never. So we're always going to be in the market to improve our team. Always. Always. I don't care what team we have. If we could get someone else that's and work out a deal that would make us better, great. We will. We're always looking. Yeah. We're going to be the most aggressive team in the league.
I hadn't heard that. I like that sound bite. You know, especially I'm excited. Could we get better? I'm always looking to get better. I do like that. But, yeah, the number two is – I think that's why we saw Curry tire at the end.
We're always going to be the most aggressive team in the league. But what is that?
but
where's the scale for that? Where's the gauge for that?
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
Them trying to go get Paul George. Okay. And that's what he's telling you. It's frustrating that he wants to go spin the Nordstrom card, but he can't find the item.
Well, then don't make it seem like you can pluck stars off trees. Because I think some people are under the impression that, he's able to do that. And right now, he's up against
it. Wow.
He's just up against it.
It's kind of weird, too. Yeah. He's never been here to where he's needed help outside of what they got, outside of the homegrowns. Yeah, Bob, don't give me this or that. We can do that because it wasn't going to shake the basketball Richter scale. But now that's where they're at.
Well, when he took over the team, his first move was to acquire David Lee. So he obviously thought at that point that, you know, he just wanted to get a good player in here. And then later, he ended up trading Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut.
Yep.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Lacob has said a lot of things in this podcast with Hoops Adjacent and David Aldridge and Marcus Thompson. Among those things he said was he's not going to bankrupt the next 10 years for 1 year. He said that would be unbelievably dumb. And so that tells me they're reluctant to part with their draft picks. And it also tells me that, yeah, I want Steph to get a fifth ring. He said that. I want Steph to get a fifth ring. But he's not going to mortgage the future to get it. Or to try to make it happen this year.
So three future number ones, is that mortgage in the future to you?
I think so. I mean, what do you think?
I think if you did that and you knew deep down that if it didn't work, Curry could get you that back. So that's why I feel like, you know, I hear people say, oh, the future. But if you did what we don't want to have happen, but things pop. Things happen every day. Curry could get you that haul.
Not if he's 38. He's still got to be playing at a high level. And the more he plays, the older he's going to get and probably the less value he's going to have. And that's just what I'm assuming. And again, on August 6th, Steph can sign an extension, a one-year extension for $64 million on August 6th. So if he does that, then Curry will be under contract for three more years. Listen, I'm not saying you couldn't trade him with three more years. I'm not saying that at all. But I think it's fair to say if you have him for 3 years, in theory, this year you could get a boatload for him. Next year, maybe a little less because he'll have shorter years on his deal. It'll be a year older. And then after that, I think I don't know what you can get for a 39-year-old Curry if somebody thinks that he could be the piece that puts their team over the top.
Yeah, Tommy, on the YouTube chats, Donnie, Curry's not going anywhere with these apron rules. Meaning for other teams.
Oh, you kind of. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You hope.
Yeah.
All you have to do is add up a salary or two to $55 million, and Steph can be traded. So I don't think it really has anything to do with the aprons. There are teams that are constricted, but the bottom line is, I mean, the Warriors probably in 6 months could trade Curry for Tyrese Maxey. What's he making now? 40? Well, he got an extension, so it wouldn't be this year.
And Curry's about to get one, we assume.
Yeah. So, all you got to do is find a player that, or players that add up to $55 million.
And a team that he puts over the top.
Exactly. Exactly. So, we'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Lacob talked for the first time this offseason, and he talked about the Golden State Warriors and how making a deal is really hard.
And Maxey 5 years, 204, Stani.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I think he's still under his old contract for the first year, for this upcoming year. But, you know, that it was the first time, I don't know if it's the first time, but we're not used to hearing Joe Lacob say, this is really hard.
But because this is the first time he's actually been here, right? And it's going to get worse. To me, I'm hoping they fix it, but this is like a game of, they're not down, but they're down from we're not winning and we need help fast, quick, and in a hurry. And it's not as easy as I thought. Come on, man. This dude, this is, man.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. You said it's not as easy as I thought.
Or Joe Lacob. He just shared that with us because of, you know, what he deems teams being ill. You heard him.
I mean, I just, to me, it's not that there's nothing to see here, but last year he went on the record and said plan one and plan 1A is to get under the second apron. Well, that does not dovetail into we're going to get a star. Let me just ask you off the top, how do you get a superstar and save money at the same time?
Well, Joe only knows one way. Blowing past the tax.
Well, he can't do that anymore because they're not a championship contender.
But did that sound like what I appreciate from that, Stoney? That sounded like a man that had enough sauce on. He really wants to get back in the tournament.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
You know
what
I mean.
But the fact that he wants to doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, I think he's frustrated.
I think he is too. And I think he's blaming everybody else.
Damn.
If you haven't heard, take a listen to this Joe Lacob quote, and you tell me what you think at 888-957-9570. I mean, if you listen to this, I think the logical question is, well, then, Joe, how do we get better?
You know, in 2016, when we got KD, people always say, oh, well, we were enabled by the spike in the cap, if you remember, right, from the new media deal, I think it was. That is such revisionist history and BS. It's unbelievable. It's true in part. But talk to Bob Myers about that, and he'll tell you. We would have gotten him no matter what. We would have just changed the team. We would have gotten rid of somebody else. We would have, if we knew the guy wanted to come, we were going to get him. Okay, so there are ways to do this sometimes when you're dealing with free agency. There are ways, if you have the draft picks, you know, to be smarter and draft the right players. Trading is the hardest one, but because it's just, you know, it's not logical half the time. But my point to you is we recognize it, Marcus. I'm very aware of it. We want to be as great as we possibly can.
Wow. I just feel like the way the rules are set and where the Warriors are, we're going to hear a lot more of Joe like that in the near future, Stoney, if they can't pull off a big boy. And the rules are just what they are. Right now, that looks like that's going to be a hard task.
Warrior fans, how are you feeling about the way Joe Lacob is talking? Do you notice any difference in the way he's talking? Do you think his expectations have changed? Do you think he's reading the writing on the wall? I mean, where do you think Joe Lacob is coming from? And of course he's going to say, I want to win every year. I always want to win. I want to win, I want to win, I want to win. But I think what we're finding out is when the rubber hits the road, you don't just snap your fingers and win. You got to get players. You've got to get really good players. And they've got one, maybe two.
Maybe three if Wiggins shows up.
Maybe.
I was like, Donnie, why don't you say it to him? Because he's doing the same thing Dub Nation's doing, and I'm leading that brigade, hoping that Wiggins snaps out of it. But, Donnie, I want to double back real quick. What would that handwriting on the wall read?
That he looks at the team and he says, you know what? This is where he can, I don't want to say get away with it, but two things can be equally true. This thing could be pretty much over, but you always want to win and you want to get better. And I just think he looks at this team and thinks they've gotten better on paper. But he's got to know it's not a title team. So I don't know where the Warriors go from here. I have no idea where they go from here. But I want to ask Warrior fans what they heard with the one that I thought was the interesting one, where it feels like he kind of threw up his hands and said, I don't know if we're going to be able to get the guy that we all want.
When you start these things, everyone thinks you have a grand plan. You kind of have multiple plans, right? Some things throw you for a loop. I mean, has been chronicled. You know, we're going after a couple different people, big additions. And there are three ways to get better in this league, right? One is to draft, building through the draft. Another is free agency. And the final one is trades. And trades are the hardest. Very, very hard to pull off trades because everyone wants to prove how, you know, these GMs, how smart they are. And they, it's true. And they want to impress their owners. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But here's the problem. It's just very, people, I think if I could share anything with many of the fans out there, and I read everything, you know, I read what people say and the criticisms and the positive things. They don't understand how hard it is and how illogical some of the parties on the other side are sometimes. Maybe we're illogical too to some extent, but my point is it's just really, really hard to pull these things off. And everyone writes all this stuff and they have no idea what the other side's asking for in some of these things.
Illogical, that's the word of the day, Stocky.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is the word of the day.
Like this mother.
Well, I think it's Ainge too. I think it's Danny Ainge too. I don't think it's just Ballmer, and I'm sure it includes other GMs and owners also. I mean, and I wonder, and I don't know if anybody's got the answer to it. I'm just asking a question out loud. I do know owners have long memories, and I do know that the light years comment back in the day didn't go over well with a lot of the old guard, if you will. They were saying, I think there's some owners out there that still look at Joe Lacob and say, don't you ever forget Steph Curry was there before you.
And they're in year one or year two of loving and just reveling and watching him not squirm, but exactly do what everybody else has had to do forever.
Exactly.
That didn't hurt.
Exactly.
Man.
And listen, if you want to be super harsh, or not harsh, but if you want to be completely rigid, I mean, Joe Lacob, in a way, his biggest time is coming. His biggest time is coming because he's got to figure out how to navigate the end of Steph Curry into the post-Steph Curry era. And that's, if you look at any team, at any in the history of any team, when you lose a big boy like that, most of the time, you plummet. You just plummet.
So there's a crowd of NBA players, but GMs, owners, that are saying, hey, let's see you test that light years now.
Yeah, exactly. I would. Wouldn't you?
Oh, I would be.
Wouldn't you?
I would have my popcorn.
Mickey Arison in Miami,
goodness.
One of the most respected owners. And here comes Joe Lacob 2 years into his tenure, or 3 years, or whatever it was. Must have had to be after the first title.
Like, so maybe if you were with Sal right now, and Sal just KTVU, shout out, and said, why did the NBA implement these new rules? What would your answer be? Mine would be because people got tired of Joe Lacob winning.
Maybe. But I think it's broader than that. I think it's the small market teams. The small market teams don't have the money to throw around that the Lakers do, that the Warriors do, the Celtics do, that the Heat do if they need to. So this is going to be a fascinating few years for the Golden State Warriors. And the question's going to be, like, can they figure out a way, I was going to say, to stay on top?
But it starts with the player.
But they're not.
Not named Steph.
They're not on top right now. I mean, I'm more interested in seeing, can they remain competitive, which they have been the last 2 years. And can they not only remain competitive next year, can they take a step up next year and win 48, 50 games and get into the playoffs?
Man. That's a must.
And Joe Lacob's a great salesman, but I don't even think he can talk himself into this being a championship team. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Joe Lacob, he hasn't talked for months. And he did yesterday, and the sound is coming out today. How do you feel about some of the things that Joe Lacob has said about the future, about balancing Steph Curry's present with the Warriors' future, about how hard it is to make trades in this league? Did anything alarm you in the sound we played? 888-957-9570. I'll get to some calls on the other side for sure. And don't forget, at 4 o'clock coming up, Cleared to Play segment with Dr. Nirav Pandya. and download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment was also sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Willard and Dibs, here's Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson.
All righty, good afternoon. That's right, it is the afternoon.
I like that dude's voice.
3:30, 3:30,
3:32.
We're still here.
3:34.
How'd the first day yesterday go? How you
Steiny, feel? No traffic. The logistics of my life have oh my gosh. I just don't like being done at 6.
Yeah, I don't either.
But we ain't went to you know where with the late shift.
I think the best shift I ever had at this station was the 10 to 12
shift. I was with you, buddy.
2-1-2-2. 2 hour show.
And we still made it to the cafeteria. Oh boy. Yeah, that was
half a paycheck too.
Yeah, don't talk about that.
All right, we're talking about the Warriors' future. Let's go to Rom and Arinda. Let Rom get us started. What's up, Rom? How you doing, man?
Doing well, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually think Lacob's comments are somewhat refreshing. Like, for the first time, it's not all bravado. There's a realization that this is hard and that maybe this is over. Like, you talk a lot, finally, about the end of dynasties and how hard they are and how hard it's going to be to lose your most iconic player. And sometimes after that, the best thing to do is just to go around the Monopoly board a few times. Pass, go, collect $200, and actually use your draft picks wisely and get the rent and on your houses and your hotels and let your young guys grow. And I think that's probably the best way. And I think he's finally realizing that, you know, whether you get a Mark Cannon or not, like, the jig is up.
What do you do with Steph? What do you do? I like what you're talking. What do you do with Steph? Just ride it out?
I think you got to, you know what? Steph has earned so much cred in this organization and across the NBA. He's the icon of the NBA of our times with LeBron and KD. Sit down with Steph and ask him what he freaking wants to do right by him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Thanks, Rom. Appreciate it.
Man, I just hate the thought, but wow.
See, I differentiate between these two things and what you theoretically owe Steph or what you don't owe Steph. I don't owe Steph moves to sacrifice any part of the future after he leaves. I don't owe him that. However, what I do think I owe him is to keep an open dialogue with us. And there's a basic understanding there that Joe Lacob talked about. He, at least, it seems to me like Steph Curry, he used the word cognizant.
Okay.
Steph is cognizant of the position they're in.
He's aware.
Exactly. And so Joe Lacob thinks this team assembled right now is better than last year's team. So he says to Steph, look, we won 46 games last year. The Dallas Mavericks got to the finals as a fifth seed. If we could push this to 50, 51 wins, when we get in there, we could make some hay. That's what I believe in this team. And I'm sure Steph's like, no, that's cool. You know, that's cool. I get that. But let's keep an open dialogue. And if anything goes askew or goes awry and you feel like there's no future here for you or there's no opportunity to win a ring, then we'll talk to you and we'll try to send you wherever you want to get that elusive fifth ring.
So we'll do right by you.
I think so. I mean, they owe him that. They owe him to do right by him, as any organization should do with their superstar. And I'm certain they will. They're not going to trade him without asking him. They're not going to trade him out of the blue.
Stoddy, this definitely would be worst case scenario. Because jumps will not have been made this year. I think it would take them not to make the playoffs. And that's where I think cooler heads prevail and they sit down and have that conversation.
Well, What did you say?
Something's got to go wrong for the Warriors to get to that
place.
Oh,
you said worst case scenario.
No doubt.
Well, just for the sake of argument here, I actually think there are Warrior fans out there that don't think it's the worst case scenario to trade Steph Curry. And I'm one of them. I don't think that's the worst case scenario.
Are you serious?
Yes, the worst case scenario for me, if I were a Warrior fan, would be that we have put all our stock into Steph Curry, and what if his play declines in a way that at the end, at halfway through the year, we know that he can't lead this team anymore, this particular team right now. Okay, then what? Well, let's try to move him and get what we can for him.
Right, but Steiner, you don't have that emotional connection, but you understand that that's out there, regardless if it's right or wrong. You understand that 80% of the fan base, that's going to be a day they...
You think it's 80?
Oh, I would really want to say 90. Carter, your thoughts.
Well, hold on. Before we get...
Yeah, this dude's built this.
Go ahead, Carter.
I think it's closer to 92.
Yeah, Steiny, it might be higher than that. Not Steph Curry fans over the Warriors, but the gratitude we all owe this man, including the Warriors.
We're talking about two different things. Because Matt Steinmetz, sure, I get it why everybody wants Steph to retire a Warrior.
All right, that's all I was
saying. But what do you want him to retire a Warrior missing the playoffs his last 3 years?
No.
Okay, and I think that's a possibility. Because of his age.
So, okay, and I get
that. I'm not counting on it, but I must plan for it.
No doubt. But what about the part that where I say the Warriors, what if, after listening to Lake Up, what if the title of the jam is he doesn't slip as rapidly as they strike out trying to put something around him? So there's a scenario to where the Warriors can have failed Steph in the late years where he's still pretty good, Steph.
Well, let me ask you this. Did they fail him? Did they fail Steph Curry this offseason?
Thus far, I'm saying yes. And I'm not telling you it's off the board that they can make the playoffs. And they showed us as much. If you believe what we read, they went after Paul George.
Yeah, but they're not going to get him.
They went after marketing.
Right, but they didn't get him because Joe Lacob says the other guys basically don't want to do a deal with him, or they want too much. And I think what Joe Lacob is saying is that the two deals they had, or they talked about for Paul George,
they're not worth
and for marketing, they're not, I get the sense they're not even close. They're not even close. And under the circumstances, I get it. The LA Clippers, looking at it now, were not going to take anybody back. Nobody. They had to get under the second apron. So I don't really think they were prepared to take anybody, even Kuminga, because they would have had to pay Kuminga this offseason. Now, his money wouldn't have kicked in for another year, but they didn't want to pay Kuminga. They didn't want to pay Paul George.
Wow, man.
They probably didn't want to pay Moody even. Yes, absolutely. And then the next move is Danny Ainge. And Danny Ainge is sitting in Utah with a player, Lowry Markkanen, that I'm sure he thinks, Lowry's pretty good. Yeah. He is pretty good.
He can help.
But what if Danny Ainge is like, he's not a $35 million a year player? In his mind, Danny Ainge's mind. Well, then he's just going to milk somebody. He's going to absolutely...
And it happens all the time, every day.
Exactly. So 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you do? What do you do if you're the Warriors and Joe Lacob? And I think part of it is we're kind of seeing what they're going to do. I think for the next year, any possible player who wants out, we're going to talk about. We're going to talk. Oh, the Warriors are going to go after Zach LaVine. The Warriors are going to go after Vucevic. Giannis is unhappy. They're going to go after Giannis. Butler in Miami. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. We'll go after Jimmy Butler. Jaylen Brown. We'll go after Jaylen Brown.
But you're going to run out of time, we'll go after Steiny.
What do you mean?
My fear is if you keep kicking the can down the road and you can't land one of those guys, and you're sitting with Steph Curry, you got to ask yourself, well, is it the 13th, the 14th? Is the fight almost over to where is Curry still going to be Curry by the time you're able to get somebody?
Exactly.
And he may say, you know what, it's unrealistic. So now you got to flip me somewhere to where they got more ready and I can go help them as opposed to what we need. But it's just, I can't believe I'm thinking about it. But if you run a business and an organization like Joe Lacob does, listening to that podcast with Marcus and Aldridge and Lacob, Steiny, he's having those thoughts and he's probably having the conversations with Curry.
I'm sure he is. I'm absolutely sure.
How could that not be talked about right now as the state of the team?
Well, you wanted to know how Clay couldn't talk to Lacob on the golf course. Maybe they don't.
See, maybe Lacob's not a great communicator. That puzzle. I thought they already knew it was a wrap.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But you know, the one, like when you say kick the can down the road, like I don't think they're trying to kick the can down the road.
Me too. But you got too many. How many more at bats do you have that before you're okay? You told me the trading deadline next year, the deadline next year, and I hate everything about that. But okay, oh, there's a pit stop. I feel like they would need, if somebody was there, they covet, they go get them. But man, what if you strike out there again? Then you say, okay, the next offseason's off season. At what point do we say, oh boy? Trades are hard.
Well, he just said it. Just said it. And it, like, I get it. Trades are hard. But he wasn't talking about how hard trades were at any other time during his tenure.
But he was never as desperate.
Exactly. Exactly. So the writing's on the wall right now. And here's the other thing. It's not that there aren't guys they could go get right now. They don't want the guys who are available right now other than Markkanen. Like, you think they couldn't go get Zach LaVine?
No, and I'm
of course they could.
He's damaged goods.
Okay.
Right.
So LaVine crossed off the list. What about Vucevic? Well, you know what?
I don't know.
He's not quite good enough.
All right,
okay. Jimmy, but like.
Now the Butler one's down. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe Butler is going to be
Miami
one
would
out.
Be asking for what Paul George they were at. You know what I mean? A king's ransom.
Yeah, everybody is, Goo. Everybody's going to want a king's ransom, and that's why the odds are, I think it's, the odds are longer that they do get a star than don't.
And I like, this is just, like, I'm breaking out, but I feel like the Warriors are closer to getting the king's ransom from dangling Curry than they are from using the assets they have to get that player that Curry would need to try to get number five or get close.
The one thing I do disagree with you on is that anything has to happen now. Because I actually think right now is the most likely time for nothing to happen. Because every team right now did 90% of their free agency work and they think, okay, this is a team we're going into training camp with,
like,
and
Joe
da da
feels
da.
That way.
Yeah. And then you know what? It's not going to go well for every team. It's just not. And it might not go well for the Warriors.
Like it did last year.
And so the minute things don't go well from another team, then we start looking at who may or may not be available. And that's what I think we're looking at right now. You know, you look at a team like, the Knicks. Oh, well, the Knicks right now, they think they're going to be the best team in the Eastern Conference. What if they're not? Then their payroll is out of, is crazy. Well, then maybe OG Anunoby becomes available at some point. Or Toronto's a team. Maybe Scotty Barnes doesn't want to be there even though he just signed a contract. I mean, that's the game you have to play right now.
I got a random question for you because I'm just, Steiny, this is random. If Kawhi Leonard, who they just extended, were to say he's done with basketball and retire, what would that mean for the Clippers in regard to that apron and the money? How would that work? Would they be like, oh my God, they don't want Kawhi to retire, but the benefit to that, would they be like, oh my God, we can just wipe this off the slate?
I think it's prorated every year. In other words, if he retired right now.
I think there's a reality that that's coming.
But why would Kawhi Leonard retire?
Because he can't physically play.
Yeah, see, I think he would more likely
milk it.
Yes, of course. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But if he walked away, it would be pro-rated.
Well, I don't know. If he's making $50 million this year, he'd probably still be on their cap for $50 million.
Oh.
And then I think next year it's prorated. Our guy Rotsy will probably knows, but then I think the following year it's like half on the cap, but I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure the previous collective bargaining agreement, those years were prorated. Paulie's in San Francisco. What's up, Paulie? How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, it's really good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to say real quick that I do, Will, I want to make a couple of quick points. I do think we owe Steph. I've been a Warriors fan for decades, and we suffered. And he you know, like we had our dream team, that the number one seed is an eight. We had Run TMC. But for the most part, it's been really hard, and he brought us such joy. I really want to get him a fifth ring, and I think we got to. I think to your point about seeing how the season goes, I think it's going to be all about the trade deadline. But we got to get a serious number two option star. I would totally trade Kuminga. He's a 33% three-throw shooter. He's a great dunker. He's great. There's great dunkers all over the league. Yeah. I think we got to pull the trigger at the trade deadline.
Appreciate the call, Paulie. Yeah.
Star, I've got a question for you.
What?
Carter, I can't wait to ask him this. If the Warriors were to trade Steph Curry, do you think in 5 years they'd be closer to a chip?
Yes.
Doing it that way?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
I don't.
Even if they got Markkanen?
I mean, they didn't make the playoffs
right.
This year.
That happened.
So I think in 5 years they could be a playoff team, which means they'd be better then. But I don't know. And you know, when we talk about what you owe Steph Curry.
I'm with man, Steph.
Here's what you owe Steph Curry. To do the best you can. You cannot create a superstar.
Not saying the Warriors are. You can't give up. And that's why that call
Let me tell you what scares me is when Joe Lacob talked about you don't have a plan. You have multiple plans. Like, in a way, I don't like that.
Well, that's how you stay afloat. You got to have plan A, B, C.
Right. You know what it is? It's like, hey, we really like Paul George. Let's go try to get him.
But we can't fool ourselves to think that it's 100%.
We can't get Paul George. And then you're like,
let's go to Utah.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. Well, I don't think. You just don't go down the list and you'll take anybody. Okay, so eventually you're going to get to Zach LaVine. Then what?
Like you draw the line somewhere and you don't. My point is, you don't go back to the lab. You're in the lab and you come out with a bunch of proposals or portfolios of which option you want to go down. If one thing doesn't work, I don't think you, oh my God, we couldn't do it. Now we got to go back.
What I'm saying is, it feels to me like they're almost ready in a way, even though Lacob kind of didn't say this, is whoever the first guy is to become available, disgruntled or won out, they're going to try to get him.
Oh, see, I feel
regardless
like
of kind of what tier he's.
I feel like they have a board and on the tier.
Yeah, maybe.
I really do, man. I feel like they have a board. They know what time it is, what's being said, the realities of maybe getting those guys. And marketing was right after Paul George and who was available. And they tried 0-2 right now.
Right, and I guess what I always ask is, why did everybody think they could? Like, why did
some fans was involved in that or not?
I just don't understand.
Reports. I hear you.
You know, and this is what I mean about Lacob. He's been incredible, but he's not a magician. He cannot circumvent the salary cap, and they are up against some very real money issues.
Yeah, well, it's funny when we talked about the second best player, he said Kuminga took a great jump, but Steiny, he wasn't ready to say he's the second best player.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Well, he's not. He might be the second best scorer, but Draymond's a better player.
But he's your best prospect if you wanted to pawn off and get something back for right now.
Well, you know what the Warriors might be finding out also?
Well,
nobody's as high on Kuminga as they are.
Wow.
Like, the one thing that I really believe, like, and I could be wrong.
We can find that out.
But I bet you Danny Ainge does not want to pay Kuminga. He doesn't want to pay Kuminga $40
million. Man.
If he doesn't like him. Now, it could go the other way.
But it would explain a lot if he was thinking that way.
I mean, well, it also could make sense if Danny Ainge is like, we got to get Kuminga at all costs. And the Warriors are saying, we'll do anything but Kuminga. And then that's where the Joe Lacob sound about we're not bankrupt in the next 10 years. Well, what does that mean? To me, it means Utah wants three future first round picks and Kuminga for Markkanen. See you later. But I don't think that dynamic's going away. I don't. I think any future move they make is going to, that team's going to take a pound of flesh. And the other thing that,
Uncle Ludi's saying no team's called for Kuminga. He doesn't believe.
I don't know.
I never looked at it like that.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know that.
Wiggins, I understand.
Well, listen, I certainly understand. Like, there's 29 other teams in the league. I mean, would they all like to have Kuminga? Sure. But do they all want Kuminga and him worth $38 million? There are definitely some owners that are like, yeah, we'll pass on that one. We like him. Yeah, we like him, but we don't like him $40 million worth.
And we're going to find out if the Warriors do.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to find that out this summer for sure. Coming up on the other side, we've got Dr. Nirav Panja. And he is going to join us for the Cleared to Play segment. And I got some questions for him about some players around the Bay Area that that are banged up. But I have a question about the Olympics I want to ask him. Because remember last week he said he was a little worried about Steph Curry.
Man. So I hate him running up and down. I'm an American, Stoney, but you know what I mean.
And this may be true. 925, Danny Ainge would rather have Pajemski. Tells you everything about Kuminga's value.
If that's true.
Yeah.
But now you are I believe it. Nor Carter.
I would want
Kuminga's future
of those two.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm with you. But you know what? What about if Kuminga, do you like Kuminga more at $42 million at 11?
Okay. Now you're talking.
Well, that's what the Warriors have to figure out. And the other thing that isn't a guarantee, even though I wouldn't be gung-ho about trading Kuminga, just like some people feel, well, if you get Markkanen in here, it really doesn't do a whole hell of a lot. I mean, what happens if you do pay Kuminga this offseason and he doesn't have a great year and the Warriors don't make the playoffs? Well, again, now you got Kuminga under contract for three more years at crazy money, and you know some of your fears start to come true. Mm-hmm. All this is just a way to say that yeah, the Warriors are in a really tricky spot, and that's why when I look at their offseason, I take it. I mean, I think there's a chance they got bet. Here was the goal. Get your salary structure in order and try to get a little better. And maybe they've done that. I don't know. On the other side, we've got Dr. Nirav Panja, and it is the Cleared to Play segment on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.